Hello and welcome to Campus Connection with Oklahoma State University President Burns Hargis on this Wednesday, February 13th, the day before Valentine's Day, Burns. Has Cupid's arrow found his way into your heart?
I got to get to the flowers quick.
Time's running out.
That's right.
Well, let's start with one of OSU's land-grant missions, of course, being outreach. And there's a program here on campus that reaches out specifically to seniors. Talk to us a little bit about OLLI.
Yeah, OLLI is an acronym, O-L-L-I. It's an acronym for the Osher Lifelong Learning Institute, which is a wonderful foundation in San Francisco that helps fund these courses for anyone 50 and up. It presents classes on film series, town hall meetings, workshops, and field trips that are led by experts in their fields. So a lot of our emeriti faculty, in fact, give their time as professors. It's the ideal joy of learning because there's no tests, no grades, and you can really get into the meat of a subject and not have those concerns that the rest of us do in college. But we're very proud to team with the Osher Foundation to bring these courses to Oklahoma. As I say often, we are a land-grant university. Our job is to serve our state, the nation, and the world, and this is a great way to do it. We offer classes. OLLI offers classes in Stillwater, Tulsa, Oklahoma City, and Bartlesville. Many of our alums may well have received the curriculum guide for this next season. But if not, be sure and call. You can call KOSU. You can call our office. And Ruth Ann Serbaugh is the director of this, does a marvelous job. So to find out more about the Osher Lifelong Learning Institute, call 800-765-8933, 800-765-8933, to pursue your joy of learning.
And, Burns, a big event happening tomorrow at the state capitol.
Oh, there is indeed. An official portrait of Boone Pickens is going to be unveiled by Governor Fallon at the capitol tomorrow. It's a portrait that is a fitting honor to one of our state's most successful citizens and natives, and, of course, OSU's number one supporter, having given us more than $500 million for academics and athletics. Actually, more for academics than athletics, I like to point out. But it'll be a great event. There's some marvelous portraits in the Oklahoma Capitol, and Boone Pickens will be a fitting part of that.
And, Burns, spring is just around the corner, and it's time for another job fair at Oklahoma State University. How important are those events, Burns, in preparing those students for their careers?
Well, we try to provide our students, of course, with a great education in multi-disciplines. But the goal for most of our students is to get a job, and a good job. And that's a top priority for us. We're here to get to enable students to earn degrees that they would be attractive in the job market. So our Career Service Office, which is under the direction of Pam Myers, does a fantastic job. We're having our largest career fair over at Gallagher-Iba Arena this Thursday. We'll have more than 200 companies there. And Pam gets this organized in a way where the companies really have the opportunity to meet as many of our students as possible and to develop relationships, hopefully internships, and as well as jobs. We get tremendous feedback from employers about our career services area, and we're excited about this Thursday. We hope a lot of students find a lot of companies that interest them, and vice versa.
Burns Hargis is president of Oklahoma State University.